Let's go to Washington, where we visit with ABC News correspondent in Washington about the United States announcing sweeping sanctions on Russia over a number of things that that happened in the past. Andy, thanks for the time, as always. What did the Biden administration announce today that should concern Russia?
Well, a few things. Number one, they're giving about 10 diplomats the boot, saying, thanks, we don't need you here anymore, and they're giving them a one-way ticket back to Russia. Many of them are either business interests that the Biden administration and intelligence officials think had something to do with the hacking of the election last fall and trying to interfere in our election. Some of them are supposed diplomats who the U.S. thinks are actually spies. So they're all going home. That's never a good thing when you're trying to have some kind of good relationship with another country. Number two is there are financial sanctions, and these are pretty tough sanctions, including Russia's ability to do any banking business in the United States or take out loans, which countries do all the time between other countries. They need that, of course, to help boost their own economy and get out of this recession that hit them just as hard as it hit everyone else, including the United States. So these are some severe financial penalties. Whether Russia then goes back and retaliates against us is unknown. They've threatened they will do this, and they continue to say that they had nothing to do with this election interference. But this is more than just election interference. Whereas President Trump said, basically shrugged off reports that Russia was putting out bounties on U.S. servicemen in Afghanistan, the Biden administration says, no, they kind of believe that. They said that they have low to moderate confidence that these reports are true. They're worried about Russia massing troops at the border of Crimea and Ukraine. There are a lot of issues between the United States and Russia that are unresolved. And while the president is putting these sanctions in, he said he did talk to Russian President Vladimir Putin and said, look, we're doing this because you did the thing to us first, and we have to retaliate, or at least respond. But at the same time, Joe Biden wants to talk and sit down with Vladimir Putin this summer, perhaps in Europe somewhere, and say, let's hash out our differences and try to have a more normal relationship. It's not clear if Mr. Putin is going to accept, but if he does, it certainly would be a step in the right direction in trying to ease some of these ongoing tensions between the two countries.
So as the Biden administration announces the sweeping sanctions on Russia, at the same time, the Biden administration also sending a signal that they don't want to escalate things with Russia at the same time. Is that right?
That's correct. And President Biden insists that's not what he's doing. He is basically responding to what he says Russia did, which was an attack on our democracy by trying to interfere in our election. The reports that Russia was putting bounties on U.S. servicemen and basically threatening lives of Americans overseas. He says none of this is acceptable, and the U.S. has to stand up and be heard on these things. You can't just sit there and say, okay, that's fine, let's just keep talking. And that is what the Biden administration is saying. And he doesn't really seem to be getting much pushback from anyone on that, at least from the Republican Party at this point.
And the announcements were made today, but these sanctions or the actions themselves is not a surprise. It's been hinted for weeks, and it's been in the making for the weeks, hasn't it?
It's been in the making for even longer than that. The president promised that he would do these things if he can confirm them when he got into office while he was on the campaign. He said it when he said he had his first talk with Vladimir Putin as soon as he got into office. So he's not pulling any punches. He said, look, if we can prove that this is true, we are going to take actions against you unless you stop it. Once you stop it, we can normalize relations.
Okay. Lots of great information as always. Andy, thanks for the time as always.
Thank you.